Take some deep breaths and just see what parts are present inside. Scanning for places of tension, achiness, congestion, stiffness, pressure. Those are often what we call trailheads. They're manifestations of parts. You can also scan for agitated thoughts or emotions. Just getting a sense of who's there right now. Then as you notice one, then focus on it, find it in your body or your mind. The main goal of this meditation isn't just to get to know the part, but mainly to help it know that it's not alone anymore. So as you focus on it, let it know that you're there with it. And if it feels sincere, let it also know that you care about it, even if in general it's a part that gets in your way in your life. So you can extend some comforting words to it, or loving energy to it, or surround it. You can even breathe into it. So just keep doing some version of those things until the part seems to relax. If it does relax, you'll notice more space in your body or your mind. And if it doesn't, that's okay. It just is a sign that it needs more attention from you at a different time. For now, just let it know you understand, and you'll get back to it when you have more time. And then you can move on to a different part. If the original part does relax and you feel that increased spaciousness, then you can also move on to another part and extend loving energy to it, or comforting words, or just helping each of these parts know that they're not alone, that you're with them, they can trust you. They can trust you to be in your body in a more spacious way. If they are relaxing and you're enjoying more spaciousness, you might notice a kind of vibrating energy flowing through that space in and around your body. You can shift your attention between that energy as it flows, and then bring more of that self-energy to the parts. that energy is flowing, then just notice what that's like, what it feels like, the vibratory qualities of it, the sense of well-being that comes with it, calm. Then take a second and shift your focus back to the outside world and see how possible it is to hold this spaciousness and awareness and this energy, even as you begin that shift back. With practice, you might find that it's possible to be in this sort of vibratory, spacious state, even when you are in the outside world and interacting with other people. So eventually, your parts will come to trust you to lead them in this way. And then when the time feels right, you can shift back outside.